one of the natural wonders of Kansas, a place of white spires rising from the prairie plains that have been a landmark for centuries. We'll go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Happy birthday, dear Smokey.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
For early settlers traveling through today's western Kansas, this was a marker on the trail west.
If people have ever seen the spires down in the southwest part of the United States, they're similar to that, only they're made of limestone instead of the red rock that they have down there.
Denny Segris shares the story from the Monument Rocks in Kansas.
They used them as landmarks coming through on the Butterfield Overland Dispatch stage line and then through the Smoky Hill Trail from the pioneers in their wagons and wagon trains coming through.
They are still quite striking, but there were once more of them. And perhaps they were even taller than today.
They were probably at least 75 foot tall, and now then that some of them have even collapsed, and some of them are even collapsing yet today. They'll get huge cracks in them during the wintertime, and then some of them will flake off.
But many of those white limestone spires still remain, solitary white columns rising up to 70 feet on the prairies of the Smoky Hill River Valley. There may be another reason some of the Monument Rocks eroded, especially during the 1940s.
During World War II was a gunnery and bombing range, and all the people that lived in that area had to move out. They couldn't live there as long as the government had that leased and was using it as a practice range. And they had strict orders not to bother the Monument Rocks, but I can't imagine any of those hotshot pilots are not taking a shot at them once in a while. So we find 50 caliber shells and casings all the time up there.
They remain a natural wonder that continues to fascinate travelers today. Traveling the countryside at Monument Rocks, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.